This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Van McLeod, commissioner of the New Hampshire Department of Cultural Resources, died this morning. He was commissioner for 24 years. McLeod oversaw the Council of the Arts, the Television and Film Office, the State Library, and the Division of Historical Resources. He was instrumental in developing New Hampshire's cultural community. He spoke with NHPR's Laura Canoy a few years ago about his devotion to keeping the arts alive in New Hampshire.
If you work on it for kids, if you work on it for your community, if you work on it for the betterment of society, that keeps you going.
That's Van McLeod, and joining me now to remember him is State Librarian Michael York. York worked with McLeod longer than most. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
And very sorry for the loss of a colleague that was apparently very close to you.
Thank you.
How will you remember Van?
I'll remember him as a person with a real vision about what culture is in New Hampshire and how we need to promote that for the citizens of the state. He had wonderful ideas, which he shared with lots of people, and I think that he put his imprimatur on this office of Commissioner of Cultural Resources. His legacy is going to be very long-lived, in my opinion.
What would you say is one of his greatest achievements?
Well, he had many. He was always working on something because there are four sections within the Department of Cultural Resources: libraries, historic resources, the Arts Council, and the Film, Television, and Digital Office, which means that there were always things going on that needed his attention. He always had a very upbeat, positive attitude, even when things looked grim, such as lack of funding for things. He seemed to always find a way to get things done. He worked on a number of very important projects for New Hampshire. About 20 years ago, New Hampshire was featured as the state on the mall in Washington, D.C. for the American Folklife Festival. He developed that program, taking 2 years to provide a program that people could be proud of to have New Hampshire's name on it. He also was anxious to talk to anybody about these things. A few years ago, he brought in a number of authors to talk about the creative economy. He thought it was important for New Hampshire to understand what the creative economy was and why it was important and how New Hampshire could take advantage of that, pointing out that artists are not just people who throw pots or carve wood or whatever, but they're also entrepreneurs and small business people, and we need to be concerned about their survival and their thriving in New Hampshire.
Could you tell us a little bit about his personality and what he was like to work with?
The most important thing to me about Commissioner McLeod was his sense of humor. He had a very good sense of humor. He was always upbeat when he came into the office. He would joke with everybody. I think everybody felt that he was just a very nice man. He was a positive person, and I think that that's probably his real legacy. People saw him as they not only liked him, but they respected him as well. And I think he should be remembered for that. That's certainly one of the ways I will remember him.
Are there any stories that you can remember that illustrate the points you just made?
Well, like all people, he had his pet sayings. And one of the things that I actually learned from him was he used to point his finger at people and he'd say, my second grade teacher used to say, remember, when you point your finger at somebody else, there are three fingers pointing back at you. So be careful about what you say. And it was those kinds of aphorisms that were part of his lexicon, I guess. That's how he communicated with people, with good stories.
And he had a background in theater production, which seems like an unusual background to have as a commissioner.
Well, he did have a background in theater. He trained at the collegiate level. And in addition, he ran the Lincoln Theater up in Lincoln, New Hampshire. As it turns out, I think it was good training for the Commissioner of Cultural Resources because he was a producer and he could look at situations and decide how things should be presented and would quite frankly take charge. And when it came to that, he was a no-nonsense. He would listen to people, but he knew what needed to be done and he would affect that. He'd go about making sure that it happened.
And how would you describe his lasting impression on the state, professionally or personally?
His mark on the state will be that he served a very long time. I used to joke when I would introduce him. He was, up until today, the longest-serving commissioner of any in the state. And I used to say that when I had introduced him that he was the longest serving commissioner in captivity, and he seemed to appreciate that. The department has been attacked over the years, and he has been instrumental in defending the department very well so that it was not eliminated. As you can imagine, in that 20-year period going back to 1992, there were a lot of difficult times financially, which means all departments and divisions were under scrutiny, and we came through those, and I think to a large extent it's because of his leadership and his ability to communicate the story adequately and articulately to the people who mattered.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about him.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
That's State Librarian Michael York. He worked with Van McLeod, Commissioner of the New Hampshire Department of Cultural Resources, who died today at the age of 70.